The Book of Mormon is the story of two Mormon boys who are sent on their mission, as Mormon boys are wont to do, when they turn 19 for 2 years. And they, of course, dream of going to a wonderful, magical place for their mission. And they are sent to Uganda, which is about the most difficult place in the world they could be sent to. And hilarity ensues from there.
The comedic possibilities are never ending. This show was written by Trey Parker and Matt Stone, the creators of South Park. Does their style of humor carry over into this show?
It absolutely does. I think, you know, if we have some South Park fans listening, you know that no one is safe on South Park. Pretty much anyone in the world can be a target there. And they have the very sharp, very sharp wit. Their style is can be somewhat crass. It can be very direct and abrupt. And as you know from South Park, can feature a lot of language. That's absolutely a hallmark of what we do in our show. However, I would say at the end of the day, our show is actually much more of an old-fashioned musical than it is a modern musical. So there really is a great love of musical theater that's built into their writing.
Irreverence, but still some respect for the old-time shows. You're not just in this musical. You play several parts.
That's right. I play Joseph Smith, who is the founder of the Mormon religion, who found the golden plates buried in his backyard and read them and translated them to form the Mormon religion. I play Jesus Christ. I also play the father of one of the two boys that are on their mission to Uganda. And I play the mission president who comes to check up on their progress and becomes sort of horrified at what's going on.
You're currently touring with this show, but you're originally from Cincinnati. Tell me about that.
That's right. My hometown is Cincinnati. I grew up on the west side in Cheviot, or if you're from there, you say Cheviot.
Touche.
It's touche. And my family is a lot of them are still there. Some of them, my sister now lives over in the Fairfield area. My dad is still here. So I have some deep Cincinnati roots and a lot of friends here.
What's it like for you to return to your hometown to perform, kind of returning triumphantly?
It's so great. I mean, you know, because the Midwest is the best part of the country as far as I'm concerned in terms of people. They're just the nicest people. You can have a conversation with somebody at the Walgreens that you've never met before. You just strike up a conversation. That never happens in New York. So when you come home, you know, people that you know from every walk of your life here just sort of come out of the woodwork and reintroduce themselves to you. And it's been really, really pretty remarkable.
It sounds like you got a really warm welcome when you came back.
I did. I feel very, very fortunate. And I'm lucky enough to get to come here often. I've sung with the Pop several times. I performed with Playhouse in the Park. And done. I think this might be my fifth or sixth tour that has come through and played the Aronoff. So it's for me, it's always a pleasure. And I, of course, make a beeline to the Skyline Chili every time I get here.
We look forward to seeing you this time and each time you come back to town. You can find out how to get more information about the Book of Mormon at the Aronoff on our website at WNKU.org under local news. Ron Bohmer, thanks for taking the time with us. Break a leg.
Thank you, Matt.